Artists, be they authors, actors, or otherwise, are emotional people. At least they are in the plays of Neil Simon, and Neil Simon should know. Legendarily unstable, emotionally, Simon used his own life, every last up and down of it, in his art, borrowing bits and pieces of his own autobiographical reality in creating his fictional characters, worlds, and situations. Usually, he mined this material for laughs, but occasionally he took a more brutally honest, fiercely confessional tone. And they don't get more confessional or brutally honest than Chapter 2, Simon's critically acclaimed 1977 play that is now running at the Ross Valley Players Red Barn Theater. In Chapter 2, the famously quirky playwright examines his troubled true-life relationship with actress Marcia Mason, whom he married just 2 weeks after their first date, not that long after the death of his first wife, Joan. It was, as everyone told him, a little too soon. In reality, the marriage lasted less than a decade, and Chapter 2, to a degree, is Simon's apology to Mason, who, if the play is accurate, should have received some sort of Nobel Peace Prize for patience, standing by her man even in the midst of his maddeningly inconsistent moodiness and self-pitying depressions. The fictional version stays fairly close to the truth. George is a recently widowed novelist who has resisted his brother's attempts to get him dating again, played with loads of charm by David Shirk, an actor better at lightness and sweet talk than he is at portraying his character's angry, self-destructive side. George surprises everyone, including himself, when he falls for a freshly divorced actress named Jenny, played by Kate Fox Markham, who is excellent from beginning to end. Aware that they are moving fast, but too thrilled at the shock and awe of being in love again, the love-struck twosome believes they are equally ready to heal from their prospective losses. Jenny may, in fact, be ready to move on, but George is still in the throes of grief, and his impulsive marriage to Jenny is instantly complicated by his emotional instability and the deep-seated guilt he suddenly feels at moving another woman into the house he shared with Joan. This is meaty stuff, and in Ross Valley Players, effectively staged production, which suffers a bit from an unsteady pace and some undercooked transitions, director James Nelson still cleverly emphasizes the notion of two partially lived lives patched together into one. He literally divides the stage into two halves, George and Jenny's apartments occupying the two sides. They even share a table, split down the middle by a tablecloth that is one pattern on George's side and another pattern on Jenny's. Nelson adds a few snippets unscripted by Simon, showing the simultaneous activities of George and Jenny alone in their two apartments, clearly tracing the steps that will lead up to the accidental phone call which links the two characters together. Supporting actors Johnny DeBernard and Jennifer Reamer are solid as George's brother and Jenny's BFF, who end up playing out their own opposite attracts fantasies to parallel George and Jenny's all-too-real relationship. Chapter 2 runs Thursday through Sunday through October 13th at Ross Valley Players, rossvalleyplayers.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.